Last year, the international community launched a massive humanitarian response to the food and nutritional crisis affecting millions of people across the Sahel region of Africa. Yesterday, leaders of humanitarian agencies, government representatives from countries affected, and major donors met in Rome to review the effectiveness of their assistance. Hosting the event was the UN World Food Programme's Executive Director, Ertherin Cousin. She spoke to us about the situation in the region 1 year on.
The situation today is that while there's been a good harvest last year, so we don't have the same type of challenge that we had this time last year, what we have is an evolving situation in Mali that will affect the food security of those that we serve in the region and will potentially affect the food security of those in the region. And what we have also is an opportunity to build upon the progress that we made last year to continue supporting the nutritional needs of the children in the Sahel region, to continue to support the ability of families to create new opportunities for them to provide for their own food assistance by giving them tools, whether it's through irrigation systems or new agricultural seeds and tools so they don't miss this planting season, and to ensure that they have more resiliency so that when the effects of climate change, which are going to continue to occur, when they continue to happen, that they are less vulnerable to those effects. They're not pushed back into food insecurity every time there's a challenge.
Food security is security.
Food insecurity is security, as the president of Niger said to me, because I believe it was Gandhi who said that a mother of a hungry child, to that mother, a piece of bread is the face of God. So when we are providing them with the assistance that is required so that they can feed their children, we are providing the security that will ensure that you have a more stable nation.
Some analysts say there is a risk of terrorism in Sahel area.
We don't get involved in the politics. There are many people who can speak on the issues of the politics. What we ask is that when the politicians sit down at the table, that they ensure that there is space for those who are working in the humanitarian and development community to meet food security needs, to meet the water needs, to meet the additional non-food assistance needs, that we have the space that is required to access those populations in need.